Phil Corman from CESA, Faye Omasta from Hickory Dell Farm. We're the home of the kissing llama.
Max Nino.
So is that like little boy Max?
Mm-hmm.
Did you teach this llama to kiss?
No, he learned himself.
Uh-huh. He doesn't spit, or does he?
All llamas spit.
I spit a little when I kiss, too.
It's hard to get a dry kiss from a llama is the problem.
Totally. Now, Faye, this is our local hero spotlight for the farmers that are part of CESA that make our community here in the Valley so great. And you are one of those farm organizations that has taken it from just I grow food,
mm-hmm.
and then I sell food, and I try to make my hay, pun intended. But you have a kissing llama that you can come visit as part of your farm. You have a gift shop as part of your farm. Tell me about your business model as a farmer.
Well, we're very diversified. And over the course of the last 75 plus years, the farm has had to change what they do mm-hmm. based on a variety of factors, including the economy, including demand.
Right.
The farm started out in the 30s as a tobacco farm. They grew broadleaf tobacco, used a lot of chemicals to do that. The children left the farm and went to work in a construction business. And my husband in 1970 or late 70s took over the farm. And he has always been very environmentally conscious. Part of our wedding vows were to sustain, be good stewards of the land.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So, dang it. I didn't work that into mine.
Gonna have to do it again, Monty. Uh-huh.
So he really set out to reverse some of the damage from using those chemicals to grow tobacco. He was a cucumber farmer when he was 12 and sold pickles to Oxford. And he had a whole crew of kids working for him. But he was
was a 12-year-old
cucumber baron, yes.
It's funny that his last name is Omasta, too.
Right.
Like, I can envision him making the other little kids call him Omasta. Yes, Masta. Yes.
Anyway, he was working at UMass full-time and also farming full-time. He was raising grass-fed beef before it was cool. He was growing vegetable starts and flowers. And
some of which you've brought here today.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying not to graze on the lettuce starts here, and they're incredible and beautiful and healthy, and it's just spring in action.
Go ahead and graze on it, Phil.
We were growing produce. Actually, the land is gravelly out in western Northampton, but we had an irrigation pond and we were able to irrigate the land from the pond, and so we could grow produce. But what happened was they developed the hill above our farm. Everybody dug a well, the weather changed, and in the summer our irrigation pond started drying up.
Oh.
So we had no way to
pulling
irrigate.
The water out from under you, kind of, huh?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So no water to irrigate our produce. So we sort of got out of that and went into growing more ornamentals, which are much more forgiving, basically cut flowers and mm-hmm. plants. So now we say we grow soul food, the plants and flowers. But we also do provide people with the vegetable starts and herb starts to grow their own gardens. So we do grow food to that point
right.
to sell, but we're not a produce vendor now. In our farm stand, in our gift shop, we do sell local milk, eggs, cheese, those kinds of things, maple syrup. We have honey, we have beehives on our farm, and we have honey from our farm that we also sell. And we sell byproducts of llama fiber. So we have llama socks,
nice looking
llama
socks.
Yarn, beautiful hats. They're actually made by our neighbors who are very crafty.
But with your llamas?
With their llamas and our llamas,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Does the kissing mm-hmm. llama have to give up some of his wool too?
He has not been sheared yet.
Oh.
No. He's a little bit randy. It's a little, we're a little nervous about cutting him.
And I think with Mother's Day coming up, the question can be asked and maybe answered, is your mama a llama?
And that answer for me.
And speaking of
yes.
Mother's Day, John makes these incredibly beautiful hanging baskets, which he's really well known for. We do the sale, it's called the Support Our School sale, that's mm-hmm. at Smith Folk the day before Mother's Day. And people just come just to get his beautiful
yeah,
baskets.
They're amazing.
And they fight over them, actually. So that's one of our real specialties, is those beautiful hanging baskets.
Faye Omasta from Hickory Dell Farm in Northampton. It's interesting that your farm model not only includes starter, cut flowers and starter vegetables to get your own garden going
mm-hmm.
and other farm products kind of sourced from other local farms, but you've made your farm sort of a tourist destination. And I think that's an interesting
right.
concept because, farmers markets are big here and farms and CSAs are really big here.
Mm-hmm.
And the notion that we'll want to go to certain farms to see their llamas, to see, to kiss a llama and their gift shop that... Was
right.
that part of the sort of the strategy that this is where farming is going to be in the 21st century?
Perhaps. But our main motivation was we just feel very lucky to live in the beautiful place that we live. And it's really just gorgeous. And we want to share that with people. And we do that by inviting them to come and just hang out. There's chairs so they can sit and look over the fields. pet the llamas or feed the llamas. They can walk down to the big barn where more llamas are. A combination of the beauty of the land and the chill of the llamas. They're just so comforting that people just come and they breathe for a while. And
Theo Masta from Hickory Dell Farm and Phil Corman from CESA. Phil, this is the big weekend of farmers markets. It just dawned on me yesterday. Tomorrow is when the big farmers markets are going to open in Greenfield and Northampton, at least, right?
Yeah, Greenfield, Northampton. Amherst actually opened last week. North Amherst keeps going, and then it keeps going and going. On Tuesday, you have the Tuesday market in Northampton.
I cannot wait.
In East Hampton, it opens on Tuesday. In Springfield at Forest Park on Tuesday. And then Wednesday in Florence and Thursday in Holyoke. And on and on and on. We're here.
I'm Franklin County centric. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Greenfield Farmers Market and a bunch of to do. There's like a big block party. There's gonna be live music at the
live
arts
music.
Block there, and Greenfield coffee getting into the mix, and I can't wait.
You know, it's amazing what we now expect of our farmers.
Yes.
You know, it's like
work
for us, deliver entertainment, music, a sense of home,
right.
the environment.
I want to kiss a llama.
Llamas. And they're doing it. And where are we? We got to go. And Fay's Farm, you know, is right. Again, it's 5 miles from downtown Northampton. And of course, it's on West Farms Road. How can you forget that? And there's some other farms up and down that road. It's just lovely to go, stop in, see it all, taste it all, bring your kids, mama llama. What could be better?
Phil Corman from CESA and Fayo Masta from Hickory Dell Farm in Northampton. More info at buylocalfood.org.